This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. New pop-up drive-through testing sites are making COVID-19 testing more accessible and free for neighbors in areas hardest hit by this virus. According to the CDC, systematic health and social inequalities put minorities at greater risk for COVID-19. So in the community of Lincoln Heights, the Healthcare Connection is trying to combat that disparity. The Healthcare Connection founder, Dolores Lindsay, first started the Lincoln Heights Health Center from a four-room apartment and grew the center to what it is today. So to talk about the history of that organization, as well as its efforts today, is Dolores Lindsay. Dolores, thank you for joining us on the phone today.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. And if you're listening and you've got questions about this operation, give us a call, 513-419-7100. Dolores, we'd like to see what your view is on the ground right now. We did see reports just last week that Lockland, maybe Springdale, could be among the next, quote, hot spots as it relates to COVID-19 in Hamilton County. Give us your view of what you're seeing up close and personal there.
Well, I believe that zip code 45215 and 415246 are probably the next hot spots. Here in Hamilton, in northern Hamilton County. So what we're seeing is the past 3 weeks, we have, in collaboration with TriHealth, we have been testing on Sunday afternoons from 2 to 5. And each Sunday, we've had, the first Sunday it was about 57. That was Father's Day, and it was our gift to the fathers. If they had shown up, or when they showed up, we greeted them and was grateful that the men were coming in for testing. And then on the 28th and June and July 12th, we've had over 100 each week. We know that that's probably a small percentage. It is a tiny percentage of what we believe is out there.
So it sounds like the turnout for the testing has doubled almost since that initial one on Father's Day. So what's the message in the community then? Are people starting to see this as more of a serious threat?
I believe that they are, and I think it's at the urging of the health center. We have been sending out flyers. We've been contacting key partners in the community, such as the Springdale Health Department, the school systems, churches, and others. So anyone that would listen to us, we've been urging them. I mean, there are people in the neighborhood from time to time. I forgot about that testing. When is it happening again? And I would tell them. Those dates. Some of our staff have experienced the same thing. So I think that their people are keenly aware that there is testing going on, not only here, but in other parts of the county. But some of them are just really afraid to take the test. The fear is that, one, if they test positive, they might have to be off work for 14 or 20 days, whatever that time frame is. The fear of losing their job if they have to take off. I think it's a fear of just knowing that they have this disease or may potentially have this disease. And so I spoke with a woman yesterday just after the testing, and she said, well, if I take the test, and I test positive today, I could be exposed tomorrow and have it again. And I said, yes, that is possible. True is what the scientists say. But wouldn't you want to know? And she said, well, I guess I would. She said, I think I'll call and try to get in. So I try to challenge them gently and respectfully.
And we're talking with Dolores Lindsay, founder of the Healthcare Connection. And Dolores, I want to explore that fear that you mentioned a little bit more as it relates to the test, but also for people's economic security, because we are hearing reports from across the country that Black and brown people are at more risk of contracting this virus. And apparently a lot of that has to do with the fact that Black and brown people are working in essential roles in frontline industries, groceries and restaurants and that sort of thing. What's the situation in the area that you serve? Is that what you're seeing, that these are folks who have those jobs that they've got to report to and that they don't have the economic security to quarantine?
Absolutely. And many of the patients we see here and many of the population that reside within our service area are confronted with the same consideration with your various McDonald's and Walmarts and the Kroger cashiers, the restaurant business is primarily the issue that most people are confronted with, and they are fearful that if they don't have health insurance coverage, or if they do not have PTO or vacation, sick time, that they would certainly would lose that revenue. And if they lose the revenue, then they would possibly miss paying the rent or the mortgage or not be able to buy food or their transportation, the car payments. Those are real issues that real people are confronted with.
And it sounds then that your community is sort of a microcosm of what we're seeing across the country as it relates to this serious increase in confirmed positive cases, that people are basically forced back into society, that they cannot quarantine because there wasn't enough done in order to secure people's incomes, to protect them from eviction. We know a lot of those moratoriums are set to expire. We know they have expired in some places, that courts have resumed. So, give us your general thought about, I mean, you're in the healthcare business. Outside of the healthcare response, what do you wish that the government would have done to better protect people in your community?
I really think that they could have done a better education and awareness. They could have just been forthright with the country and the population. The population in our community as well as across the country. They could have moved faster. I think perhaps if this had been made aware, people had been made aware of this in January or February, whenever it was first made known to the powers that be, there might have been an earlier response to it, and therefore people might have taken it a little more seriously, and the country would have had more time to address the issue.
Are you seeing that in your community, Dolores? People are at least doing what they can, even if they have to be out. Are you seeing social distancing? Are you seeing the wearing of masks? Are you seeing an upkeep of good hygiene?
I'm seeing that primarily, first of all, in our offices here. We require that of all of our staff, and we require it of people who come in to be seen by the providers here. In the communities, as I travel throughout Lincoln Heights, Laughlin, Reading, and the whole service area that this organization is responsible for, I can see a mix. I see perhaps the more mature population with the mask and with the gloves and taking the precautions. I see more younger people thinking that they are obviously invincible and they take more chances, more risk. I see even in some of the stores, the stores where I shop, you see younger people who are at the customer service desk, laughing and having a great time, engaging with their coworkers, and they don't have a mask on. And there have been times when I've asked them, because I'm at the age where I can almost say what I want to say to people and get away with it. But I say it in you know, in concern for, I challenge them, concern for their health and the health of the rest. I will say, you know, I'm an old woman, and if you are engaging in this kind of behavior, you could impact me, and I won't be able to come here and shop, and therefore your paycheck will be cut somewhat because you won't be able to work.
And we're talking with Dolores Lindsay.
They really look at me. Well, they look at me, really. Like, what is this old lady talking about? That I go on about my business.
And that business is the healthcare connection.
and trying to educate anyone who will listen to me.
Well, this is something that you've been doing for a long time, and we are facing possibly the biggest healthcare crisis that the country has seen in modern history in terms of this pandemic. I'm wondering if you could take us back to when this whole thing started for you, not the pandemic, of course, but the organization and what it was meant to fulfill.
So going back to the mid-60s is when I became involved. I was a young mom with 4.5 children when I got involved in this process. While my husband had insurance coverage, was really cheap back in those days, reasonable in those days, I was recruited by PTA, for which I served as the vice president at the time, to work with the broader community to try to establish health care, medical care primarily in this community, serving primarily Lincoln Heights. We would have instances where women who were pregnant did not get prenatal care, and they ended up oftentimes in the old General Hospital, which is now the university. They ended up there in the emergency room, and therefore the children were born in circumstances where many of them were very healthy, but many of them were not as healthy. So it was that kind of activity that was going on that spurred on this whole community response to that effort. And I got involved as I was drafted, and I began to work with key people who in the broader community saw the need and began to help us address it. But as we went along, we realized that there not only were people in the city then of Lincoln Heights, now a village, had these the lack of access to care. And the lack of access is not only having a place to go, a medical home, but also the lack of health coverage, the lack of resources to pay for the services. We realized that there were pockets of poverty existing in northern Hamilton County outside of the city, in almost every community out in the suburbs. And it's typically thought that in the suburbs, people were safe, maybe they were safe from violence and or other things, but they were not necessarily safe from possible outbreaks and or other illnesses that would accrue to them and or their children. So we began then to build the service that would serve 23 of Hamilton County's 44 political jurisdictions. And we have established facilities in Mount Healthy, which, as you know, was pointed out as a hotspot by the governor several weeks ago, and in Forest Park, once again, a part of the service area. And we co-locate with the Hamilton County Education Service Center, or Head Start program there. And we have been since the early 90s. and we've been in Mount Healthy since 1987.
And we are talking with Dolores Lindsay, the founder of the Healthcare Connection. And I'm wondering, Dolores, from all those years ago to now, have you seen an improvement in the access to healthcare for the community members that you serve the most?
I have seen greater access because we struggled over most of those years. We, as a healthcare institution, we struggled to have a positive bottom line so that we can grow the service and pay for the service, pay the providers and pay for supplies, et cetera. But with the expansion of the Medicaid program, the Medicaid health insurance program, which happened in 2010, we see more people who, many of them are working people, or what has been classified over time as the working poor, who have been educated and become more aware and knowledgeable of the fact that they, one, needed to access primary care for themselves so that they can stay healthy and become productive citizens and be productive citizens for their children so that their children could be healthy. And if they're healthy, they're better learners. They're healthy and fed, they are better learners. And the overall general area is a healthier community. So I'm seeing that, evidence of that, every single day that I walk into this building or walk into one of our other sites. And I expect to see that when our new facility opens out there in Mount Healthy.
And the Healthcare Connection, which operates the Lincoln Heights Health Center, is offering drive-through testing at 1401 Stephan Avenue in Lincoln Heights on most Sundays from 2 to 5 p.m. until August 16. Additionally, the Healthcare Connection will host one drive-through test site at its new Mount Healthy Family Practice Center on August the 9th. Dolores, this test, is that the swab that we've been seeing on videos or maybe experienced ourselves? The thing that goes deep into the nose?
Yes. I've had the test myself.
Was it unpleasant? Was it all right?
It was. It was because I didn't know what to expect. It started off unpleasant, but I had to keep in mind that I'm at the age where one of the risk factors, obviously, is being older, and so I needed to keep that in mind. That if I wanted to stay healthy, or be healthier, that I needed to do this test. And I also needed to be a model. I needed to walk the talk, and that's what I did. I had no symptoms when I took the test, but I needed to, if I'm promoting it, I needed to do the same thing. And so I did.
And Dolores, we noted that the number of folks who have shown up for these tests offered on behalf of your organization have more than doubled since Father's Day. How many can you accommodate on each of these Sundays?
Well, we can accommodate approximately 100. Again, it's only 3 hours, and that's all the volunteer time that we could get. We could do more if we had more the personnel to help make that, manage that. So we do that in families who drive up in their cars or people who walk up without an appointment. We ask for an appointment so that we can gauge how we're going to use our resources. But it's a 3 hour block of time.
And Dolores Lindsay is the founder of the Healthcare Connection. Again, there will be COVID-19 drive-through testing at 1401 Stephan Avenue in Lincoln Heights on most Sundays from 2 to 5 p.m. until August 16th, and one drive-through test site at its new Mount Healthy Family Practice Center on August 9th. Dolores, good luck out there. Thank you so much for the time you gave us today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks.